talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Beautiful people of the world, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I am your host, Davey Crockett. What's going on, guys? We have the one and only co-host, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Also known as the one and... J Money Pyro.
That's what they call me in the hood.
That's what they call him in the hood. He's JMP, BMP, Pyro, Hydro, coming down from the streets, 818-312. So if you just type that into YouTube, you can find his music. It's pretty good. I'm just messing around. How you guys doing today? Once again, we are here, and we have been blessed with such a beautiful Sunday to share with each other via radio waves. Sound waves. We have a very special show for you guys today. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Very simple. If you guys are just tuning in with us for the first time, which probably isn't happened, because if you have listened to the show once, then you will be listening again. We're just pulling your leg. But as you know, we bring in musicians, we bring in artists, we bring in channelers and psychics and crop circle people. And let's see, we bring in motivational speakers, we bring in like anything, literally anything and everything that will show you that you are like awesome. And this whole show is about dedicating this hour of our time to proving to you that you can do anything in the entire world that you want. That's what the show is about. Mm-hmm. You know, just showing you through examples, through tests that you can give yourself to prove to you that you are the most powerful creator in this entire universe. Mm. That's true. Each and every single one of us is the most powerful person in the world. Why is that? Because we are limitless. And we empower ourselves with love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. And that's pretty much the spiel. So if you guys are interested in calling in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number. 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Listen, guys, I want to thank you so much for all your amazing emails. I love each and every single one of them. I really appreciate the adamant. Is that a word? Well, I just made it one. You know, adamant, being adamant, but the adamants, right? Behind our listeners and how dedicated they are to getting in contact with us and letting us know how they feel, their problems and concerns. And as you know, being the Vibration Station crew, we will do our absolute best to respond to you in a timely manner. We appreciate it, guys. We love you guys. You're the best. So, what are we going to talk about today, Josh? Well, I'll tell you. I'm just messing with you. So check this out, guys. Let's see. What was it, Josh? Monday, Tuesday of last week, when we, you know, we were meeting up and preparing for Sunday's show, today's show. We were talking about how technology... is affecting our youth's ability to communicate.
Oh, wow.
What was that, Josh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was that? How technology is affecting our youth's ability to communicate.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just going to text you, all right?
Okay, that'll work better. You can just text me talking to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you because that's the only way that I can talk to you right now, David.
That's our only way of communication.
Yeah, sorry.
Even though we're sitting next to each other, talking to each other, just text me what you're thinking.
I will.
Good, sounds good. And for you guys listening, you can just read Josh's texts for the rest of the show. So really, guys, this is what we're talking about. How technology is affecting our youth's ability to communicate. For example, when I was born in 1992, my father had a very, very, very old Windows computer. And wow, I think, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir.
But when we were born, you're born in 92 as well.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes.
Did your parents have the old Macintosh?
I don't even remember having a computer when I was born.
Really? No, I don't think we had one when I was born either. Well, I know that we didn't because for the first year of my life we lived on a houseboat.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that there was no internet because they didn't have Wi-Fi. They don't have Wi-Fi.
Nothing was wireless back
in
the day.
No. Yeah. You go out on the ocean now, you can get Wi-Fi. Seriously. Yeah. You get no problem. You get
you can get Wi-Fi in an airplane now.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
That's bedazzling.
That's quite bedazzling. Yeah. So here we go. Josh and I are just born. We're 1 month old. We're a couple of good-looking kids, let me tell you that. But regardless of how astonishing, I'm totally messing with you guys. We're joking. We had no idea about a text message. We didn't know about, you know, I didn't even know what the internet was, obviously. Well, obviously, when you're born, you're not going to know what the internet was. But growing up, when I was, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think I kind of knew what it was, but, like, I didn't really, like, the internet, you know what I mean? 6, 7. Oh, but I do remember I used to play Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon. Do you remember that? Putt-Putt, the little purple car. He was awesome. If you guys like Putt-Putt, you call in 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Or you can email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in with us, we're talking about how technology is affecting our youth's ability to communicate. And how in 50 years, we're all going to be antisocial. Just kidding. Maybe. I don't really know. Here's the thing. Josh and I were just talking about when we were born 20 years ago, how there, you know, was, I don't even know if we remember an internet or not. You know, I do know that when I was getting older, I think it was like 5-6 years old, my dad, you know, he got the old, you know, Windows like 96 or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was like 4, 5. So it's just crazy. And now, you know, 15 years later, here we are. My phone is the old iPhone. It's one of the first iPhones that came out, just the old 3G. I got it when they were having a special for $49.99 at the Apple Store.
So old
it's
and
so
outdated.
Old. It's David. So old and outdated. You should see Josh's new phone. The new phone, the new iPhone. It's so cool. It's so cool. It has a panoramic picture. You can. It's crazy. It's so awesome. Okay, my phone doesn't do that. But let me tell you, my phone, I can access internet. I don't care if it takes 2 minutes to sign on to the. It doesn't even. It takes 30 seconds. Josh's phone takes 2 seconds. Mine takes 30. Big deal. Okay? But seriously, I don't care if it takes 30 seconds for me to go online. I literally have an application. I go Safari. Bam. I'm online. And guess what? In my pocket, I have a computer. I have a calculator on my phone. I can access internet. I can access email. I can access any information that I want to know about the world through my phone. It also has other applications where it gives me a timer, a stopwatch, a this, a that. So here we go. It is 2012. My phone is one of the original iPhones, which is a computer in your pocket, and it is considered outdated. That's all I have to say. That in itself. Josh, last, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday when we met up, when we were talking about this, this was one of the things that just, that absolutely fascinated me. The fact that a computer in your pocket is outdated. Right?
Yes. And I was thinking to myself, David, listen to this.
Yeah, I want
to
hear.
The thought of having a computer in your pocket is crazy.
Crazy.
But there are downsides. There are massive downsides to having this technology in your hands.
Yes.
Let me give you an example.
Number one.
I went to Santa Monica yesterday with my parents for a nice lunch.
That's good. Where'd you guys go?
We went to this place called, I think it was Barney's Beanery.
That's Barney's Beanery.
Barney's
nice,
Beanery.
Nice.
So,
good
we
beans,
were there.
Good beans. Nice. Go on.
So, we were there eating, and my mom pulls out her phone.
Okay.
And she's like, she's pretending to talk to me, and like, yeah, Josh, I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to text you.
Right?
She was texting while she was talking to me. And then I honestly, out of instinct, I grabbed my phone, and I started texting. Jesus, man. And then my dad looks at both of us because my dad is like from the dark ages. He doesn't even have – he doesn't even use – he has two cell phones. He doesn't use either one of them. Okay? He's looking at us and he's like – he's nodding his head. He's like, who the hell are these two people sitting next to me? That's my wife? That's my son? No way, man. I'm still using a typewriter at home. Like honestly, this is intense shit, man. This is crazy stuff, David.
It's true.
It's insane. I mean, you're hanging out with your friends. Your friend pulls out a phone. Then a whole chain reaction of stuff starts to happen. Another friend pulls out his phone. Another friend pulls out her phone. And then you're having a texting circle.
It's true.
You're posting on Facebook. You're posting on Twitter and all that stuff, you know?
It's so true.
It's insane.
It's true. And I want to go off of that, actually. The reason why I'm cracking up is because this happens to me on a daily basis. What will be happening is... I'll be, you know, whatever I'm doing. If I'm in a group of people or it's just my girlfriend and myself, one way or another, literally we'll be, you know, sitting around doing something or hanging out in the backyard or, you know, just talking, having friends over. But what's so fascinating is when somebody gets bored, right? Or somebody's attention. Oh, God. Attention spans? That's a whole other show. I don't even want to get on attention spans. Did you know that, like, what is it? Real quick, guys. The average American attention span is something like 2.4 seconds. Like, before they get bored. It's like they can focus, like, on something set for, like, 2.4 seconds. That's the average. the average, right? Which I just think is really fascinating, before they have to move on to something else. Do you know? So what this means is, let's say that you're having a conversation with a person, and I can't tell you how many times this has happened. I'll be in a conversation with a person. All of a sudden, our conversation will end, right? 2.4 seconds later, the person I'm talking to has their phone out, and I I go through this with my girlfriend all the time. I think it's hysterical. It's so true, because we'll be, you know, talking or whatever, and then it's just bam, cell phone out, you know. And I do it too. I'll be like, but I'll always be like, babe, what's up? Like, what are you doing? You know, like what are you doing on your phone? And she'll be like, oh, sorry. And then she'll say, like, you know, oh, it's just an instinct. And I'll be like, I totally get that, because it's my instinct too sometimes when I'm bored or when I am, you know, not being stimulated by something, to just pull out my phone and start playing Temple Run or Fruit Ninja or check my Instagram or just something. You know, it's all so stimulating, and I get it, but at the same time I really think it is unhealthy, and it can become very detrimental to our youth's ability to communicate. I want to get back on that point. So the reason why Josh and I were talking earlier about when we were born in 1992, how, you know, computers were fairly just finally kind of like, maybe they're not the size of a room, you know, and now bam, bam. And now we jump to today's day, as I was saying, and a computer in your pocket is considered retro, is considered old. So what I'm saying, what Josh and I are saying, is in today's society, in today's world, if you are born in the year 2012, 2011, 2013, 2014, right? You're being brought into a world. You're being the only thing that you know in this world that you're coming into as a brand new baby that's a sponge, just soaking up information from all angles, everywhere, soaking up information. All they're understanding is text messaging, right? Is communicating to each other via Facebook, right? Twitter, posting pictures constantly of what we're doing.
Now, are we heading down a dark tunnel, David?
Oh, man. Well, I want to limit labeling this strictly to our youth's communication, right? Because to say we're going down a dark path in general, I don't think we are. I think things are getting better, and I think we're going into the light. I think there's more collective positive energy now than ever, than negative energy. So in a whole spectrum of things, no, I don't think we're going down the dark path. But when it comes to our youth's communication, and when it comes to, here we go, when it comes to our kids being able to meet with a person and apologize for something that they did, or meet with a person and converse and talk. And now I'm not saying that kids don't have conversations. Yeah, everybody goes to school. Everybody is surrounded by other people. Everybody's constantly having conversations. It's just the way that it's approached, right? It's just so much easier to, for example, I saw this statistic 2 days ago, actually. I saw the statistic. It goes 95% of people, and of course 30% of all statistics aren't true, but check this out. I totally think this is true. It said 95% of all people are more willing to send an apology via text than say it in person.
Wow.
That was a statistic, that 95% of people are more willing to send an apology over text than do it in person. Why is that? Well, obviously, go ahead.
Oh, right. I was going to say, do you think it's a convenient thing to do, or do you think that maybe a person is scared to actually go face-to-face with somebody and apologize?
I mean, it's obviously both. Convenience, obviously. You know, right. You just text, I'm sorry, it's over with. But number two is when you don't have – when okay, I've just – I'm a firm believer in like being able – to face your shit, you know. I'm a firm believer that, you know, you can't run away from the things that you don't want to do, you know, like when it comes to things that you've brought upon yourself. I'm not saying, you know, like if you, you know, I'm not saying you have to do what you don't want to do, but what I'm saying is if you've brought something upon yourself, for example, you've done something to a friend that is unfriend-like. Mm-hmm. You have problems. You're having issues, right? 95% of people today are more prone to just sending that friend a text saying, listen, man, I'm really sorry, or sorry, girly, whatever girls say, I don't know, you know, then being able to grab up the will and walking up to the person and being like, listen, Josh.
Yes.
I know you're mad at me, but I really want to apologize for doing this. The reason why I did this is I was just not in my right state of mind and blah, 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 blah. I'm really sorry, Josh. Right?
Yeah.
And then
I was just going to say that if you're texting an apology, the person who's receiving that apology could also, by reading the text, interpret it way differently.
Way different.
Way different, yeah.
There's just not a...
There's no emphasis
right.
in text.
Exactly. It's so dry. It is so robotic. So here's the thing, guys. What we're just trying to stress is we need to understand and we need to allow ourselves and our children to keep the understanding that it's so important to be able to communicate with a person face to face. Do you know what I mean? Instead of like always getting emails, right? How many times have you, and I know that a lot more of the kids listening are probably going to know better than the adults, but kids, how many times have you heard about shit going down on Facebook, right?
Oh,
Sally posted a picture with Jim, but she told Bobby that she was with Kennedy, and Kennedy said that she was with Sally, but Bobby found out that she was with Jim. Now they're not going out.
Like, honestly, guys, is Facebook your excuse for posting drama?
Yeah, no, really? Of course it is. Now, imagine, now I'm not bashing Facebook because I think that Facebook has also done some phenomenal things. I think that the borders that it has stretched in our ability to communicate has been groundbreaking. It's level of social media, its level of you know, just how it's influenced the world is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is absolutely phenomenal. But it's what people do with it, right? And of course, people are going to make drama. Of course, people are going to create issues. What I was going to say is, imagine if Facebook was never invented. Imagine how much people wouldn't know about everybody else's life.
MySpace, David. MySpace.
MySpace. And same thing. Just Facebook. I mean, MySpace did it, definitely. But Facebook kind of kicked it up a notch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
So, but they get what we're saying, you know? You guys get what we're saying. Call in 323-203-0815 if you're interested. Once again, 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in with us, we're talking about how technology is affecting our youth's ability to communicate. Joshua.
Yes, sir.
I know that when I'm 28, 27, 28 years old, 29 years old, I don't know, and I have kids, I know that I'm going to want my son or daughter and or to be able to walk up to a person and be confident in their sense of speech.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, wow, my father would be proud of me for hosting this show today. Because I can't even tell you how many times he said to me, he goes, Dave, you have no idea the lack of communication compared to today's world that I had when I was growing up. He's like, we didn't have messaging. We couldn't message each other over the internet. It's like we couldn't text each other. You know? He goes, if you called them, they would have to be at home, you know? When you have a meeting spot. Imagine this, man. Imagine this. You ask a girl out on a date, right? You're like, hey, what's up? I'm Josh. I like you. Let's go out. She's like, ooh, Josh, okay. When and where? She's ready. She's ready. She's all dressed up, right?
Baby.
You'd have to be like, all right, baby. 7 o'clock, the bowling alley. Right? And then she'd be like, all right, 7 o'clock, the bowling alley.
I'm a classy guy, David. I wouldn't go bowling with her.
Okay, there you go. Where would Josh take her?
I would take her to a candlelit dinner. Okay. Lobster tail for dinner. Lobster tail with a glass of Chardonnay.
Wow. Okay, now he's going for the older women.
Hey.
You do have to be 21 to purchase a glass of Chardonnay at the Lobster Tail.
It's okay. My mom can come with me and...
She'll sneak you a glass.
She'll sneak me a glass.
No, I'm just playing around. So Josh meets up. Josh likes this girl. He asks her out. She's all excited. She's so excited. And he's like, all right, meet me at Duke's on all PCH.
Right. Okay.
All right, we'll do that. He's like, meet me at Duke's on PCH, 7 o'clock. Be there, be square. She's like, all right, baby, I'll be there. Right?
Yeah.
But here we go. Josh shows up at 7 o'clock. But wait a minute. What's the girl's name? Sally? Cool. Sally? All of a sudden, like, Sally's a little stuck in traffic.
Uh-oh.
It's like 7:05. Oh, shit. There's...
I'm getting a little nervous
here. You're getting
David.
A little nervous.
I'm getting a little nervous.
But wait. Let me reach out and grab my... Wait a minute. Cell phones aren't invented yet.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Right?
No, don't do this to me, David.
So what does this mean, people? What does this mean? What does this mean? I'm going to break this down. This means... that we need to trust in each other. Back then, back then, I feel like the only product of this equation...
Yeah.
Wow, excuse me. The only product of this equation is that back in the day, when our parents were growing up, they had to trust each other. And more importantly, people, this is probably the key point of this entire show.
Yeah.
They had to stick to their word.
Oh.
Bam. Stick to their word.
You couldn't have stressed that enough, David.
They can't text and be like, oh, sorry, got caught up. What do? You don't. You have to stick to your word, or you're just a big dick.
You have an obligation to show up to that date.
Thank you.
If you're going on a date with somebody and you don't have a phone, you got to show up.
You have to show up.
You got to show up.
Now, when all of a sudden we've been injected, our society has literally been injected with just like a fat syringe. Do you like my syringe sound?
I love
sounds
it.
Sounds like a fart. So literally our society has just been injected with like, bam, text messaging, computer in your pocket. Any information you want to know at any point in time, it's all yours. Anything you need to know, you can find out. In a second. Do you know what I mean? Josh is laughing at me. It's bam. It's But seriously, so what does this mean? This means that we no longer need to stick to our word. Why? Because we can send a text saying, oh, sorry, something came up. What does this mean? This means that there's no longer a 100% definitive plan. There's no, now there necessarily never was in the first place until you show up. You could always stand the person up.
Yeah.
But then there's a much greater consequence. Do you understand?
Mm.
There's a much greater consequence. Therefore, you're much more prone to stick to your word.
So, David, if you were a dad,
okay,
how would you raise your kids to this new generation of technology? Would you give them a cell phone right away, or would you let them ride it out until you think they actually really do need a cell phone?
No, I think it is absolutely ridiculous to see a six-year-old with an iPhone 4.
Jesus. I see that every day.
Every day, right? Josh works with kids.
Yeah.
You work with kids doing movies.
I do.
Well, how many of those kids have phones?
A good 93%.
How old are the kids?
They range from 6 to 13. Yeah.
Do a lot of the six-year-olds have phones?
Most of them do, yes.
Most of them do.
Yes.
Are they iPhones?
iPhones and Galaxies.
And Galaxies.
Yeah.
So that's still an awesome phone.
Yeah.
That's still like one of the best phones.
It still has internet and touchscreen and all that fancy stuff.
Okay. So a six-year-old pops out of the womb 6 years later. All of a sudden, they have a computer in their pocket. I'm sorry. This is what I'm talking about, people. This is what I'm talking about. Your six-year-old child. By giving a six-year-old a cell phone, they're still so young. Their brains are constantly... Are you kidding me? Do you know what kind of shit is on the internet?
Oh, man.
You're giving your six-year-old kid a cell phone to do with anything, whatever they want. A six-year-old. I wasn't in sixth grade until I got my first cell phone.
What's the perfect year to get a cell phone, David?
13 years old.
13?
13 years old.
Okay.
12, 13.
12, 13.
I'll tell you why. Because, okay, here we go. Elementary school, they don't do anything. They're there. They don't need a cell phone in elementary school.
Yeah, they
What
don't.
Are you doing at the cell phone elementary school? You have your friends at school.
Yeah.
I'll be there to pick you up, sweetheart. I'll be right there at 3:15.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
They walk out. I'm waiting there. Mm. Okay? Cool.
Yeah.
Sixth grade.
Yes, sir.
You're in middle school. Here's the thing. Middle school kicks in. Yeah, you're going to start to need a cell phone because you're now in middle school. You maybe take the bus, you know, and, oh, daddy, I want to go hang out with blah, blah. I'm going to go home with what's his face. Okay, that's cool. You know, elementary school, you don't call. The parents call. Elementary school, your friend's dad calls and they're like, all right, they're like, little Jimmy wants to hang out with Kyle today. And then, you know, the parents are like, okay, well, do they have a lot of homework? You know? So 13. 13's a good age. It's just so fascinating to me how, like, the responsibility that comes with giving a six-year-old child a cell phone is fucking phenomenal.
It is.
And it fascinates me that parents don't see this. It just frustrates me that this is how all our kids are being brought up. Do you know?
Where eventually the kids that are being brought up now, when they hit 20 years old, they're not even gonna talk.
Right? No, but the thing is, you're not gonna hear, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal in any way, shape, or form. But what I'm saying is, I'm not putting us on a pedestal. But what I'm saying is, you're not gonna hear any 20-year-old kids hosting a radio show talking about how bad it is to give your six-year-old kids
they're
a cell
phone. They're not going to know how to talk. They're not going to know how to face reality and deal with it with their own words. They're going to end up texting, going on Facebook, going on Wikipedia, and asking Wikipedia how to deal with these problems. Honestly,
they're
man.
They're going to ask Siri.
They're going to ask Siri. Beep, boop, boop, boop. How are you doing today, David? I'm having a real problem. What should I do? What is the problem, David? this girl won't take me out. I don't know. Make some shit up. And then you're going to have a whole conversation with Siri. Honestly, guys. Relying on robots to do all the work for you when you have the power to do it yourself? I mean, come on.
Mind control.
Pow. Pow. And what happens when I take out the battery to your cell phone? What's going to happen? What's going to happen if there's a zombie apocalypse and there's no power left in the world? There's no power left. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Find a hamster, make a wheel, make the hamster run on the wheel, get power that way? I don't know. Like, honestly, what is the world going to do without electricity for one day? Do you think we're going to make it without power for one day?
I don't know.
We got the Amish people up in Philadelphia. They don't have any power. Look at their society. Look how well they're doing, even though they're back like a couple hundred years. But, you know, they're still, you know, they have horses living in their houses probably. But, you know, they make it work. They have a society to communicate, and they're really happy.
Do you guys watch Breaking Amish?
No, I don't know.
No, I've seen a few shows. Yeah. You've seen a few episodes. Pretty interesting. Josh!
Yeah.
I love The Passion.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, it came out of me like an alien, you know? Like an alien.
Wow. That's an interesting metaphor.
Yeah, it came out
for the rush of passion. So what we've concluded is if we as a society don't monitor now, I'm gonna finish my sentence. If we as a society don't monitor the rate at which our kids have the ability to communicate on a formal level, not necessarily formal meaning like, you know, you have to dress up in nice suits to talk to each other, but on a personal level, face to face, in person, we just need to make sure that we maintain a level of class, that we maintain a level of social communication, that we can't rely on texting each other and even like only calling each other to get our points across. And I think Facebook is great. Facebook is awesome. But when people only communicate via Facebook,
and when they abuse the system,
when they abuse it, that's when it gets really detrimental. And it's just, as we're talking about the youth, we're talking about our kids, how technology is affecting our youth's ability to communicate in a negative way. You know, guys, we also need to consider ourselves. We're being programmed. We're being, you know, gotta get my phone, gotta look at my phone, gotta check. And Sarah, listen, and this is to everybody that's listening right now to the Vibration Station. Is there a day that goes by where you don't check if you got a missed call or a text message?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm just think about it. Has there been one day in the past year of your life, regardless of whether you lost your phone, has there been one day out of your choice to shut your phone off and be like, listen, I'm not going to receive any texts. I'm not going to text, or I'm not going to receive any calls. I'm not going to call. The only way that I'm going to get in contact with people today is by meeting them face to face.
Oh, man.
It's by going out.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting in my kitchen. I have a really nice clock on the wall.
Okay.
Okay. I want to check the time. I look at the clock, but I still have the urge to pull out my phone to look at the time.
Right.
I still have that urge.
Right.
And when you just told me about turning off my phone for a day and not, you know, communicating digitally,
right,
I find it really difficult for me.
Right.
And I feel really bad because I feel like that technology is somewhat creating a new reality,
right,
for us, like Tron, like everything's all digitalized, you know? I feel really bad that we're losing the sense of real communication, genuine communication, face-to-face.
Exactly.
Face-to-face, guys. Face-to-face.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is that's literally like point by point of what I'm trying to express. There's just throwing this out here, guys. There's an article on CNN.com. It's called "Do You Obsessively Check Your Smartphone?" Right? And it's pretty much this lady, and she goes, "There I was along waiting at dinner with my friends on a Saturday night when in the midst of our chatting, I watched my right hand sneaking away from my side to grab my phone sitting on the table to check my email."
Ooh.
So here's the thing, right? How many times does this happen? We're at dinner, we're doing anything. I'm going to tell you, in the 38 minutes that I've been hosting this show, I've picked up my phone. I think I've just out of instinct picked up my phone for no reason and looked at the time and looked at my screen for no reason. And I'm talking to you, I'm focusing on the show, I'm here, I'm doing this, but I'm so programmed. I'm so ready to go down my phone. Bam, what does it say? Information, it's telling me things I need to know. Let's also think about this, okay? at what point are we literally now Josh, think about this one, man. This is another level. This is some next level shit, dog.
All right.
At what point am I addicted to my cell phone? Here we go. Like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like anything. Like you can get literally addicted to anything. Smoking cigarettes, you know, obviously drugs. People can get addicted to exercising. You know what I mean?
No.
People can get addicted to
anything that makes you feel good.
Anything that comforts you. Anything that makes you feel good. So my point, my thing is, if we check our cell phones, okay, an average of a minimum of 50 times a day. Minimum. Think about it. Right? Constantly. Bam. How? You know what would be an interesting test to do? Look at your phone. Remember the time that you look at it. And then the next time you instinctually pull out your phone, try to remember and see how it's been. What, 30 seconds? Has it even been a minute?
No, I just,
2 minutes?
I just checked my email, David.
Right?
I just checked my email.
Well, bam. And you're on a radio show. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I'm just messing with you, man. No, so my thing is, at what point are we literally going to become physiologically addicted to our cell phones because they're on us 24/7? 24/7. We sleep next to them.
Ugh.
We eat with them.
Oof.
At what point of the day is our cell phones not in a 10-foot radius of our bodies?
Ooh.
At what point of our lives,
ooh,
besides the shower?
Oh.
Think about it, guys.
I'm trying to
dilate your minds right now. I'm trying to open y'all up to some real shit.
10 minutes in the shower. That's the only time of the day that I'm without my cell phone.
Think about
10 minutes.
I've never thought about that. And sometimes, I'm not even kidding, sometimes if I'm expecting a text or I'm expecting a call, I'll put I'll put the phone in the bathroom with me,
yeah,
so I can look and see if I get a call while I'm showering.
Yeah.
And God knows that when we're all taking a deucer, the first thing we do is bust out our phones and check our Instagrams.
Yeah.
Is that not?
Woo! Yeah.
Excuse my French.
That's 100% true, David.
I'm sure that there's a more polite way of putting that.
I've gotten to the point.
Okay.
Where my phone may not be in my pocket.
Right.
But I feel that my pockets are vibrating. I feel that my pockets are vibrating, guys. And I start losing my mind. I'm like, what?
Straight up.
I can't find my phone, but
straight
my
up.
Pants are vibrating. What's
straight
going
up.
On, David? What's going on?
Straight up.
Oh.
And here's the real thing, Josh. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Lay it down.
Did you know that what you just explained right now? Now, I have the same thing.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think a lot of people do.
Okay.
Did you know that is actually considered to be a disease?
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy? Let me tell you how I know this.
Oh, shit.
Because a friend of mine, right?
Yeah,
friend of mine.
Yeah.
This was, I believe I was in like, I'm not even, like freshman year of high school. This
okay.
was six, 7 years ago. Six, 7 years ago.
Right on.
So like, freshman year of high school, I remember I was talking with a friend of mine, and his father actually he created this little it's like a little circle thing. Okay, work with me here, people. It's a little circle sticker that you put on the back of your phone,
oh,
which eliminates radiation.
Dude, my mom's one of my mom's really good friends created that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
he's
crazy.
A physicist. He's a crazy guy.
Funny, yeah. So it's one of my friend's dad's, like, I know he had something to do with like the development or whatever, but really he was trying to sell them. That
yeah.
was like the big thing.
Right,
like
right,
he,
right.
you know, he wasn't like the physicist or whatever. But he yeah. definitely, he was a super smart dude, and he was like, oh, my dad's like, you know, helping make these or whatever. And then he gave me or he didn't give it to me, but he was like, hey, dude, you want to buy a prototype? Like, I was like, maybe not. They're like $100 or something. But so my point being, that he was saying, my friend, he would always talk about it. He's like, dude, I always feel like my phone is going off in my pocket. And he goes, I'll check it, and it won't. But he had it like it would constantly be happening to him. And I remember he would literally be constantly checking his phone,
Wow.
Because he would be like, fuck, like, seriously, this it feels like it's vibrating. So I guess he was talking to his dad, and his father apparently, and I know that I'm just going off of what some dude's dad said, but it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. For it to be considered a disease. So yeah, what the dad said is, in all honesty too, this completely factual, well, according to him, that if you feel that your phone is going off, if you feel your side vibrating or something and it's not, he goes, that is actually considered to be a disease.
Is it a harmful, really harmful disease?
I have no idea. But what I do know, the thing that's freaky about that, is that I don't know if that ever happened before cell phones came out. Did you ever feel your side vibrating before cell phones? No.
I think we were too young to even notice.
Well, we were too young to notice.
Yeah.
But I mean, parents, ask yourselves. So my thing is, if you're also, if something like that's happening, and you are constantly receiving calls, what is it, what is getting a call, what is giving a call? Frequency. What's a frequency? It's a energy, it's a radiation is what I'm getting at. Invisible little, like,
well, couldn't this be described also as a type of paranoia? Because you're expecting a text, and then you feel your mind plays tricks on you when you're paranoid.
Absolutely.
Right? So it could be a stage of paranoia.
It absolutely could be a stage of paranoia.
So not necessarily. Maybe it can be a disease. Yeah. I don't know if there's any scientific proof, but I definitely know that it could be a sign of paranoia.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's totally true. That's good. Wow. Maybe maybe you should write something in the doctor's journal about that, Josh.
Huh. Yeah. Right.
So. But seriously, so think about this, guys. If we feel this zzz in our pockets and it's not really going off, well, what does this mean? I don't know. But what I can tell you is that there's doctors out there, and I was having a conversation with somebody not too long ago about this. There's doctors out there that actually will refuse to keep their cell phones on them during the day. Yeah. There's doctors like that are saying, like, no, like, I'm not gonna have my cell phone on my side because they know about the intense levels of radiation.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? And it's only true, though, that for somebody to wirelessly communicate, there has to be some sort of frequency, some sort of ultra, like, violet rays that we can't see. They're not ultraviolet because it's not from the sun, but
maybe infrared.
Infrared, yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, like infrared, like invisible rays, dude.
X-rays
are radiation.
Yes, it is.
Why do you wear the big vest before you get a chest X-ray? Because it's radiation. Well, actually, that's not exactly why you wear the big vest, is it?
It is. It is actually.
It is.
It doesn't harm your other organs. Like
right.
when you go to a dentist's office and they take X-rays of your teeth,
right?
They put in a lead jacket on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I was at the dentist two weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago, and they did that. That is so fascinating to me. Listen, guys, we've broken some groundbreaking. We've really broken some bread here.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm saying.
You know, we were talking about how technology can really, really mess with you guys if you keep relying on it too much. So
right.
What do we need to do, David? What do we need to do? We need to rely less.
Yeah.
You know, communicate genuinely.
Right.
Without using your phone.
Genuine communication.
Yeah.
Genuine
when you see somebody, go up to them and talk to them. Well, don't go up to some stranger, but
if you
see somebody in the supermarket that you know, go up and say hi. Don't say, don't text. Don't whip out your phone and say, hey, Johnny, I see you.
There you go.
Go up to the person and say hi.
There you go.
Yeah. Slow movements like that help you guys out. Trust me. Just slowly, gradually do stuff like that.
It's true.
You'll rely less on that, on technology.
It's absolutely true, guys. Once again, this has been such a phenomenal episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. I got the one and only Josh.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Dude, you are the best co-host.
Oh, man.
And this is the best show. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. You can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I love you guys. We're constantly sending you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, joy, and happiness and joy and happiness and joy and love and laughter and everything in between. Let your days be filled with light and happiness. And put those cell phones down. See you next week, guys.
See you next week, guys.
Peace.
Love you.
This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see? How fast we can smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other. Until the end of this rhyme, at least that's how it seemed. That everything was fine.